First-rate egg in Holdridge is a full-service egg retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Look at Bill's hat, please, Sip.
First-rate, do it.
He's the logo.
God, there's the logo. That's an incredible logo.
Yeah.
First.
26 years in
Jerry
business.
West.
Reach out at firstrateegg.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
Those guys are taking a little bit of downtime this weekend.
They are.
Bye week. And they're still going today. They're still going extremely hard today. And obviously, a lot of customer service right now. So a lot of driving around, seeing their customers, checking in. And it's also, it's renewal time for farmers. It's a lot of renewal time. This is when they're doing their business. So they're going to go spend a lot of one-on-one time, which they do nothing over the phone. They don't do anything via email or text. They go one-on-one to their customers and sit down with them and see where they're at with chance of renewal. Let's get this thing going. Their retention rate, they're the same as Applied Connect. So it's all the same. They 99.9. They all come back, but they do it. They don't take it for granted. They don't do that.
They didn't get where they're at by taking anything for granted.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's exactly right. That's
like
why Sherry,
Nick Saban of that industry.
Exactly. And Sherry, their mom, exactly, who cooks food for her, she could probably make a Reuben. I bet she would. We've dined there, and she would have the best part. We talked about the Reuben again later, and you got sauerkraut? Who has sauerkraut on hand
now?
That could be the for next roll call for next Friday. Who has sauerkraut on hand?
On hand.
They have to have it on hand.
Not available, but 2%
of
the people.
2%.
I don't know how to make a Reuben. Yeah. What goes in?
Ask Lee. He'll do it for you.
I don't know. We'll have to ask Lee. I don't know that either.
He did it last week. It is time for a Freaky Football Friday edition of Bill's Thrill.
Freak us out.
Yeah. Let's go.
Super Freak. Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a Freaky Football Friday. What's on your mind?
Thank you to the advisors. Freaky Football Friday, just talking some games. I'm gonna brush over some we've already kind of hit on with the Iowa UCLA
tonight.
But this is a Jake Sorensen game because Jake's gonna be able to predict the score of the Nebraska game off of this because Jake compares scores. So whatever happens tonight, so UCLA beats Iowa by 19. Where's that put the Huskers against Iowa? Jake will make all of his determinations off of scores. And so this is a big game for Jake.
You would have Nebraska fans feel better if that happened.
Yeah, so watch that, this game.
If UCLA wins.
By 19.
By 19, that'll be a big... So Jake
What are you predicting in this game?
Jake will predict. I think I agree with Lee. Like I said, they've only ran the ball over 100 yards once. And I think they'll have a hard time. They still have to be able to run the football.
UCLA.
I think in the end, Iowa holds on. I think it'll be an incredible game.
I think it's hard to pick.
It's really hard. I wouldn't touch it. I really wouldn't.
Hard to pick because UCLA's better than you think.
Yes.
Or not you, but
people. Garbers is playing well.
Yeah.
He is. He's playing well. So that's what I thought. Minnesota Rutgers, the quarterback OC exchange game is remarkable to me. The fact that he left Minneapolis to move to Piscataway, and I'm going to bring my quarterback with me, and I'm moving to Rutgers, and we're going to get this thing cranked up. And Minnesota is doing just fine. And so he chose to leave.
Yeah.
And so this
Ethan.
You think it's not a little personal?
Yeah.
For PJ, it's a little personal.
You think it is?
Yeah, absolutely. When your guy makes a decision, I'm going someplace else, and I'm going to take the quarterback too, which I don't. And again, who won that one? PJ did.
They did.
They're going to a bowl game.
They got the better quarterback. They went and got, and then, and Rutgers has to have this win.
Is that a sleeper game? Is that a nap game?
I don't know. I'd watch it.
Would you watch it?
I'd watch every snap. I'd love
it. Okay. Yes.
Iowa State at Kansas. You know, do they storm? I don't know. It's off campus. I think they're back at, I think they're back at Arrowhead again, I believe. So, and there'll be,
come on, Lance,
15,000 people there. It won't be a crowd. It won't be a student section.
It'd be kind of fun to go to that.
So it'd be kind of fun to see. But check that. There's some of these games are on campus at the soccer field. and some are at Arrowhead, and I think this one's at Arrowhead. I believe the last part were all at
Check
Arrowhead.
That out, Jake.
So there's going to be no one there. So Iowa State at Kansas.
It is at Arrowhead.
And it's a must,
Arrowhead Stadium.
It's a must win for both teams, in my opinion. Kansas just needs it just to win. They need to get to have a chance at a bowl game. If not, I think Kansas, what are they, 1-2-6?
Kansas
I believe
it is 2-6.
So they got to win for a bowl game. They got to stay alive. And Iowa State has to win, because if they win out, they're going to the Big 12 championship game, keeps them alive for the playoffs. I think this game is awesome. South Carolina at Vandy. South Carolina at Vandy. Both teams playing. Talk about trending. Both trending the right way. And that stadium, even though it's under construction, will be packed. It's always packed at Vanderbilt, usually by the opponents because they want to go to Nashville. But I'm telling you right now, it's gonna that is an incredible game. So you thought this game, back when I had a friend of mine, Toby Ninus, reach out to me and said, can you believe this game? This was 6 weeks ago, how this was such a big game. OU at Missouri, the old Big Eight. OU at Missouri, now it's a conference game.
Yeah.
It's a... Not
is it?
I mean, well, Missouri.
Oh, it is.
Missouri is still alive to get to the SEC championship game. Yeah. They have two losses. There's a chance there could be a 7-way tie in two losses.
Is their QB back?
I think Cook is back. Okay. I'm not sure.
Brady Cook.
Yeah, they didn't play well last game against Alabama because he was out. But there's been some that. But it was billed when the year started like, OU's coming to Missouri. This is old Big Eight. This is big time stuff to be able to get it done. And then the Peacock, we talked about that, Washington, Penn State being. I have a hunch on this one. I have a hunch Washington might pull this off.
I wondered about that.
I just wonder if they can pull it. They're good enough.
They
have the running back. I think it's Coleman, I believe, that can do it. Jed Fish will have
Jonah
a plan.
Coleman, yeah. Jonah Coleman. Yeah. Now, they have been bad on the road besides Rutgers, where they pushed him and lost the game. But they have been bad on the road.
Indiana and Iowa. I mean Indiana. Yeah, Indiana.
You got a role with both those teams.
That would be interesting drama in Happy Valley if Penn State falls.
The drama would be incredible.
It would be.
It'd be incredible.
There'd be a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Be tough to be a writer there.
First thing we'd do, because right now, Penn State 6, it would knock them out of the playoffs.
They'd be done. Yeah,
they'd be done. Be out of the
playoffs. Goodbye.
And so the Big Ten. Right now, the Big Ten commissioner, he wants Penn State.
Oh, yes.
He wants four teams.
Oh, yeah. If you don't, it's like...
He's in those officials' ears.
Yeah.
Joking.
He'll be out making a Reuben. And then I finished up with the one we've already talked about detail, BYU, Utah. True hate.
Here's the thing. True hate. If we had any chutzpah like Jake, I should have fired down to Arrowhead. To watch that game. That would have been fun.
Lance Pope could have got sideline passes.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I'll be there on Sunday.
What?
Whoa.
I got invited to go to a Chiefs-Broncos game. I'll be wearing Dolphins gear in the stands.
Whoa, this is the first... When did this come up?
It happened yesterday.
We're 10 minutes in the show being over, and this just comes up now?
He lives a different lifestyle
like that.
I'm going to...
He's getting
Chiefs-Broncos in Chiefs. KC.
Parker's going to be there, and Sean Callahan.
I have not been to Arrowhead since I think 2002, and I won't be upset because the Dolphins aren't playing, so I can't.
You could have done a doubleheader. You could have went to.
Could have. Not going to though.
My wife Laura and myself were invited by the leading tackler in the history of Norfolk football, the Swigerts, and we went down to the Bengals game.
Yes,
and it was incredible. I'm just going to tell you that is an incredible scene.
Damn.
When they were talking, when the pundits were talking to Washington head coach Jed Fish. He talked about what's it like going to? He goes, this game's a whiteout. It's a big deal. He goes, this isn't like the NFL. He said the NFL. He goes,
hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
NFL stadiums aren't wild.
They're not.
They're not wild. There's only a couple that are. Chiefs would be one.
Yep.
A lot of them are not.
What else is?
You don't watch.
Jake Lambeau probably wild. I would think Lambeau's wild. I
don't know. You don't watch the games and when you're watching going, oh, man. Oh,
you wow. Generally not. You know that Cleveland game we watched against Baltimore was pretty wild.
At the end of that, kind of was. Yeah. Well, here's the best part. When's the last time there was a field storming in the NFL?
Has it ever happened?
I mean, I'm sure there has. But in the last 30 years, has there been a field storming?
I don't know, but Jake's going to the Chiefs game. This is amazing.
And we just find out about it at the end of the show. Just drops. How about how casual it went? How about the, well, I'll be there.
Let me ask, are you fine with me wearing a Dolphin shirt to a Chiefs-Broncos game?
I can wear a Royals shirt for Casey.
I will not wear Chiefs gear at all.
No, you have to support. When I went down, I wore Bengals gear.
But they're not, the Dolphins aren't playing though. The Dolphins aren't playing in the game.
Oh, that's true.
I find it odd.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I will say this.
I don't know what Bill, I think Bill is with you on this. I find it odd. I'm not against it. It's just odd. Why are you wearing Dolphins?
If you recall, when I went to KU Oklahoma 3 years ago and saw Lance almost beat Oklahoma.
That's epic. Yeah.
I had a Dolphin shirt on also then too. I would have stormed the field gladly in a Dolphin shirt.
I think
shirt,
it's who you are, Jake, so you have to wear the Dolphins. I do.
You
do. I really think you do.
No. I wouldn't expect you to wear Chiefs or Broncos gear.
The option is either wearing KC Royals gear.
You don't have to wear gear.
You have to wear gear.
Do you have to wear gear?
Jake, wear it because I want to hear the comments that you get.
Dolphins?
I want to hear the Dolphins
comments. It's decided
comment.
I will be wearing Dolphins attire on Sunday at Arrowhead
for
Chiefs
Broncos.
But the
big thing is Jake is going to the Dolphins game, and he dropped it on us casually.
No, Chiefs game.
Chiefs game. I'm sorry.
Chiefs Broncos. Are you lost, albino?
I mentioned that there's an albino
in a Dolphins,
in a Dolphins jersey. He's walking around the Chiefs stadium.
You don't have to wear gear. Do you have to wear gear?
You do.
You do.
Do you?
Yeah. Is everybody geared up
It blows me away that everyone wears jerseys. I mean, it's incredible that the jerseys that are worn. Everyone wears jerseys. It blows me.
Jake's going to the game.
An angry Rams fan who the Dolphins play on Monday says, you definitely wear Dolphins gear. Come on, man. You always rep your team in enemy territory, even if they're not playing.
Okay.
All right. It's decided. Dolphins gear Sunday.
Are you in a suite?
No, absolutely not.
Outside with the people.
Yes.
With the people.
It won't be that bad. It's going to be about 60 degrees. Yeah. So it should be.
That sounds
Holy
awesome.
Crap.
He does different things than us. We don't do that. I'll be in my garage.
Someone says, Aqua, you're going to stand on a TV, Jake, with your Dolphin shirt on. Yeah. There'd be no the Dolphins shirts in the entire.
All of a sudden, they zoom in on Jake.
What's this guy
doing?
That would
be incredible.
The hell's wrong with this guy?
Well, look at this. Jake's there eating a Reuben in his Tua jersey.
I'm blown away that how you presented this.
It's how it slipped in is unbelievable.
You're going to see it.
We'll see how it goes.
Then we'll have a good talk about it.
Yeah, I'll give you the. Well, Bill has already been to Arrowhead this year, so he knows how it is. But I'll give you from a not rooting for either team.
I'd like some reports.
I'll give you reports.
Some things that strike you.
Yes, I'll do that. All right, that is Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. It's time to play the game show.
What's the record?
You guys started off 0-2. You're now 2-2 on the week.
This is
so
big.
You came back strong. Today we had an election. This week, there's a new president for the USA. Today on a Friday, Film Friday, presidential actors who have played presidents in movies over the years.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Got it?
100.
Topical. Good theme?
Yep.
All right. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Presidential actors are topic.
I know a couple, Bill.
Did Reagan ever play himself?
I don't think so.
That would be incredible.
That would be incredible. Yeah. Reagan playing Reagan.
God, Bill, Reagan.
Oh.
That during our high school days.
How about that picture, the hat I sent you?
Yeah.
That's a cool hat.
Oh, yeah. You sent some good stuff yesterday. I didn't even text back because I couldn't even take time.
We knew.
You were checked out yesterday.
I was not checked out. I was super pissed.
You told me, you text me you're in a pickle. You text me I'm in a pickle.
You sent me a pickle.
Yeah, and I sent you a picture of a pickle.
No.
That was my response.
I know a couple actors that have played president.
Yeah, I know a couple.
We got Paul. Paul, how do you feel about presidential actors today?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Paul. Good. Well, Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question as always. Paul, first question goes to you. What actor played Teddy Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum movies?
Robin Williams.
Brilliant. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know it.
Robin Williams is correct.
No, didn't know it. Had no idea.
No, I didn't know that.
Do you know who the star of those movies is at all?
I would say no.
Ben Stiller.
Okay. I would have got that.
There you go. Okay. 1-0 lead for Paul. Sit first question. What actor played Abraham Lincoln in the 2012 movie Lincoln?
I think that is Daniel Day-Lewis.
Brilliant.
That's incredible.
That is correct.
I didn't know that.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Well done.
When you said it, I'm like, yes, boom, right away. But I would have stammered around.
No stammering.
That's
needed.
One I know. One. There's only one other I know, so we got lucky.
Back to you, Paul, for
one.
The lead. Last okay, question. What actor played Franklin Delano Roosevelt in Pearl Harbor?
Hits.
Oh, I can see him.
Oh.
FDR in Pearl Harbor.
How much time's left, Jake? How much time?
He's got 5 seconds.
We count it down.
5, 4.
3.
3. 2.
Do one.
1.
John Voight?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Brilliant.
At the buzzer. At the buzzer.
Shucks.
John Voight is correct.
Shucks.
Would you have had that one?
No.
No.
Okay. Bill's in play. Down
okay,
to
now,
one.
Okay, now lock in. It's last Friday, question. But I want you to lock in.
What actor played fictional President James Marshall in the 1997 movie Air Force One?
Harrison Ford. Bam.
Had that.
Brilliant. Okay.
We're good.
Now, this will go to Paul. You guys will go over under Paul's number.
Here we
okay,
go, Paul.
Wait, now, Bill, there's no reason we can't win this.
Paul.
Lock in.
Put a number out there, Paul. Simple question. How old is Harrison Ford?
God, this is hard.
Need an age. Harrison Ford's age, Paul.
I know he's in his 80s. I know he's in his 80s.
Yeah.
82?
Got 82 on the dot.
Oh, that makes me sick.
We came in.
I'm sick.
Didn't have a chance.
I'm physically ill right now.
Well, be happy for Paul. That was a nice.
No, I'm not.
Nice job,
Paul. You
I'm
win
not
bagels.
Happy for Paul.
Nice win and great guess on that one today.
It was a very lucky guess. I knew he's in his 80s, but gosh, you get it right on, man.
Paul, good job.
Well done.
I'm not happy for you, but good job.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right,
and Sipple. Yeah.
Yes.
Shut up!
I took my headphones off.
And you missed that. You missed an epic.
That was incredible.
He went,
shut up! It was an incredible shut
was,
up.
That was the best I've ever heard.
That was a grown man.
He goes, Sipple, what?
Shut up!
That was awesome. Thank you, Paul.
Paul, that was good.
Thank you, Paul.
Now I feel better about the loss.
Yeah.
God, he got it on the nose.
That's tough. It's a tough way to lose. You guys you played a good game.
I know.
Big weekend. A lot of games, guys. Good stuff.
I know. We'll have a lot to talk about. There are
good games. There'll be a lot of text messages.
Yeah, and I promise I'll try to get back.
Well, you're in a pickle.
Yeah. No, when I don't call back, Jake understands. I don't call back. I just don't call people back.
It's a rare thing.
I just don't talk on the phone very much. I don't.
He's a texter, millennial over here.
No, it's just I got a 7-minute rule. It's just he's just 7 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the spillover.
Don't look at me like
the spillover
that.
Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.